This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All in favor to help Drina get revenge on her boyfriend, Brian, say aye.
Aye.
Drina, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. So, your boyfriend ruining Christmas. What happened?
Yeah. So, my boyfriend's name is Brian,
mm-hmm.
and I have a 7-year-old niece. Whose name is Bailey,
mm-hmm.
and my niece is, she's super cute, but she's a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually quite close to my ex-boyfriend, because I dated him for like 4 years, so she grew up knowing my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
And when we broke up, Bailey took it really hard, and she doesn't really like my current boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Loyal to her soil.
Yeah. So she's super snotty. She's really rude. She doesn't even say hi or bye or anything like that. And my sister honestly is no help. She's just, she keeps saying like, oh, she's just a little girl. Just give her time. But
I mean,
it's been really rough.
Yeah. Okay.
This sucks for Brian. Is he trying?
Right? Yeah, no, he is. And even last week, we decided to hit up the outlets for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought Bailey with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of hoping to maybe warm them up. I don't know.
Briber.
We got our stuff. Yeah, exactly. Literally.
Yeah.
We eat, hoping that like if they can get along, then the holidays will be fine.
Okay.
Bailey was a monster.
Ah.
Super rude. No, she was awful.
Oh.
And it literally led to my boyfriend fighting with a 7-year-old.
Oh my goodness!
What happened?
So Brian bought her some Chucks, and they're her like favorite shoes to wear, and he thought he was nailing it, and gives the shoes to her, and she throws them on the ground and says, these are so ugly. These don't even look real.
Oh,
my God.
Knockoff Chucks.
And then, she says, Drina's other boyfriend would have bought me real ones.
Oh.
So right. Are we cupcaking your niece?
What the hell?
No. And here's why. Because Brian, at that point, had it. So he, like, snaps back at her. He says, oh, yeah, you know what else isn't real? Santa.
No!
What? Well, first of all, he's wrong, because obviously Santa's real.
Santa is real. Obviously Santa is real. And she just starts bawling. it was awful.
So we're cupcaking because he's a liar.
Right, exactly. And we have to correct his situation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Brian is now no longer welcome at my sister's house.
Absolutely.
He's not welcome at
right,
my house.
Exactly.
I don't even know if we want to call him at this point. I don't want to welcome him on the radio either.
He's made it worse for himself now. Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
She's 7 years old. Why are you dating an idiot, first of all? Brian, come on. Drina, we got to do better in life with the decision-making here.
Agreed.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you told that to a 7-year-old little girl.
Well, you shouldn't be lying to 7-year-olds regardless.
You shouldn't.
Was he, like, really angry when he said it?
Oh, yeah.
Like his inner kid came out? Yeah, well, guess what?
I think that was his ego speaking, especially because she compared to the ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
I could see why he got mad, but you don't lie to a 7-year-old like that.
No.
So I'd really like to humiliate him on the radio. That's cool.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, my God. Ho. All right, we're getting Brian a call. We're going to humiliate him, embarrass him live on the radio because he deserves it.
Yep.
We should give you 1,225 seconds for the day of Christmas.
There you go.
That's what I'm doing.
1,225 seconds of our show to convince and coax your man into baby talking to you live on the radio. Okay, Drina?
Yes.
Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Yeah.
You could be honest.
Yes, I do. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's get a lot of it out of him on the air. And if you don't mind, Drina, can we eavesdrop?
100%.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to call him up. You coax him. He baby talks. And when we think he's had enough of embarrassment, we'll jump on laughing at him, and so will you, okay?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cupcake Call up next. Your morning mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpty. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that Cupcake Call, do you?
Okay, we're back with a Cupcake Call. Your morning mess, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Noe Gnome.
Noe, your favorite part of the morning mess is Cupcake Calls, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I love this. I love this.
So we talked to Drina. My goodness. So she's dating this guy, Brian, who's pretty much ruining Christmas. She's been dating Brian for the past year. Well, her niece, Bailey, not taking to the new boyfriend because she grew up, she's only seven, she grew up with her ex-boyfriend who she dated for about 4 years. So you can imagine she's upset that her ex is gone. You thought it'd be a good idea if you, the boyfriend, Brian, and your niece, Bailey, went to the outlets to do some Christmas shopping. And for me, I think it was a great idea. Maybe you guys can bribe her into liking Brian. Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah. He tried, though, Drina.
Yeah, he did. He did try.
He bought her some Chucks.
Yes.
And she
refused them and said that that my old boyfriend would have bought her real one.
Because she called the ones that your current boyfriend bought them fake.
Yeah. They're ugly. These are ugly.
So when your niece says these look fake, your boyfriend responds to a 7-year-old little girl says, you know what else is fake?
Santa.
Ugh, so terrible.
Grown-ass man tell a 7-year-old little girl Santa. First of all, he's lying. Santa's absolutely real. So your boyfriend's not getting anything from the Christmas list at all.
Yeah.
Hope you know that. Here's something that he is going to get. He's going to get a cupcake call.
Yes.
Yes.
You got revenge, we got you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
1,225 seconds on our show clock to give to you. It's the season of giving. We're going to give that to you. And you got to coax your man into baby talking to you live on the radio. Okay, Drina?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hey, what's up?
Honestly, I don't know, honey. I'm having a really bad morning. I mean, I'm still a little pissed about Bailey and Santa. I don't understand why you're ruining Christmas, baby.
I'm not ruining Christmas. That was an accident, you know?
Don't ruin Christmas.
I will not ruin Christmas. I will be the adult next time.
No, say it like I like it how you say it. You know what I mean.
I will not ruin Christmas for you, baby. I know how much it means to you. Because you are my little snuggle bunny.
Little baby.
I'm going to take you up to up into the mountains, and we're going to snuggle up by the fire, and we're going to get our little cozy-wozy all by ourselves.
Do it higher. Do it higher.
If it'll make you happy, baby, you know I'll do whatever it takes for you to make my snuggle bunny all happy.
Yeah, say you're sorry.
I am so sorry, sorry. How much sorrier can I be?
I don't know. How much sorrier can you be? Keep saying it. Sing it.
Sing it. I am so sorry to my best girl in the whole wide world.
Yeah, I think that's enough. I don't know if I can handle anymore.
Brian.
Yes?
Hi, this is The Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Oh, hello, my snuggle muffin. Don't you embarrass my family and my sister and my niece anymore.
Oh, did he hang up?
He hung up.
Did he?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was mad.
Oh, whatever. Fine. He'll be fine. That was ridiculous. And honestly, proved my point about him acting like a child.
I mean, very good point, girl. Honestly, you got him to do all of that. You've got him wrapped around your finger, girl.
I know.
Good luck getting your boyfriend back, and hopefully he's not too upset with you, okay?
I love cupcake calls. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you, hon. And I just got to remind everybody, I am so sorry to my best girl in the whole world.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with The Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.